on our part to put two and two together. Like, you guys might have been gassed at the end there.
Oh, no. I think, you know, the time of possession is directly reflects how long, you know, it directly reflects what we do on third down. I don't think we were that good on third down today. I know we got a lot of conversions, a couple penalties that extended drives. So we got to win on third down to get ourselves off the field. And that's something that we didn't do too well there.
This is a conversation that comes up a lot with this team, playing opposite the offense. I mean, it's not a one-week thing or necessarily just a third-down thing. I mean, the offense, by virtue of the way it operates, you guys are on the field longer, but I know that that's also something you guys condition yourselves
for. Yeah, I mean, they're on the field shorter because they run plays faster, you know, so it's not necessarily like we're getting more plays. You know, we can just as easily go out and get three and out just as fast as they do. And so, it really isn't much of a factor for us defensively. We just got to do a better job on third down, and that gets ourselves off the ball. That keeps us resting.
But a 90-yard drive there, was fatigue an issue at that point of the game?
I think execution was an issue. You know, that was the first down. They probably ran the ball a little bit more than we had liked to, you know, so they got a few plays in a run, a couple third down conversions on third and short, and then a couple penalties to extend the drive, and, you know, that'll take you 90 yards right there.
All three levels of the defense was missing players who left during the game. What effect did that have on you guys?
You know, I think, you know, obviously you start missing guys, it affects you, but I think it's we got a lot of trust in the guys that come in. And play well, and you know, injuries are a part of the game for both teams, and whoever's out there's got to be ready to execute if we want to win the game.